This is Dakota Datebook for April 11th. It wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the wind. Many a North Dakotan has lamented the state's well-known whirlwinds, and for good reason. North Dakota is relatively flat with few natural formations to block the wind. So it's no surprise that the weather has been a topic of interest in newspapers since the region became a state. On this date, in 1907, it was reported that winds were strong enough to tear apart a railroad windmill in Hazleton, North Dakota. A few months later, a great windstorm struck Williston. The Williston Graphic reported winds strong enough to sweep the wood from buildings into the sky. Many homes were destroyed, and several people were injured, including one man who lost his life. In addition to the destruction of buildings and human injury, the wind blew the roof off the city's electric station, leaving many without power for several days. While most people, rightfully, see the wind as a nuisance, some have seen its potential for energy production. In a 1912 article, a local Grand Forks professor, A.H. Taylor, proposed the idea of wind-generated energy. He appealed to farmers across the state, promising electric light, heat, and power from wind energy alone. His plan was to use ordinary windmills, modified to generate energy that would then be stored in Edison batteries, which had recently gained traction across the United States. The company manager of the Edison battery took a keen interest in the project, predicting that the battery would work well with proper modifications to meet the electrical input needs of the windmills. With this reassurance, the professor saw the potential for isolated communities across North Dakota to benefit from these new inventions and the state's natural wind resources. Wind energy has remained a topic of interest in the state to this day. Industrial windmills, far larger than Professor Taylor ever imagined, can be seen by travelers crossing the state. As of 2023, the energy generated from these windmills accounts for 36% of North Dakota's energy production, the sixth highest percentage of wind-produced energy in the country. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Olivia Burmeister. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.